This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Well, Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to use AI to plan a trip that doesn't optimize you into a six-hour layover, how to survive and even save on holiday travel, even if you're booking late. That's me. All great things from Smart Travel, so upgrade your trips, not bills, with NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast, your weekly ticket to the world, dropping every Monday and hosted by me, James Hammond, proudly part of the Voyascape Network. This is a travel podcast that throws out the itinerary and dives straight into the raw, real, an unpredictable essence of global exploration, chasing moments over milestones, those spontaneous encounters, immersive sounds, and unforgettable stories. Whether I'm hiking up volcanoes in Guatemala or camping under the stars in British Columbia. I've met incredible people, seen breathtaking places, and collected unforgettable stories. I now get to share them with you alongside some of the most diverse and well-traveled guests from around the world. Expect engaging conversations that bring fresh perspectives and inspiring travel tales. There are also raw, reflective solo episodes where I share personal insights, practical tips, and honest stories from the road. This is a podcast for travelers, dreamers, backpackers, and anyone who's ever thought, "What if I just went for it and traveled?" If you're looking for stories to tell, tips to share, and experiences to inspire, then you're in the right place. There's so much travel content coming your way, it might just spark that trip you've been dreaming about for years. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world. Hello and welcome back to the Winging It Travel Podcast. I've got something really exciting to share with you today. I'm going for a three-pronged attack for this episode, and I can't wait to share my news with you. I've been working on something behind the scenes that I've wanted to do for a very long time, and it's finally happening. I'm officially running my first ever guided group tour in El Salvador. Join me in El Salvador in 2026. What if your next adventure took you somewhere raw, real, and completely underrated? I'm running a guided tour through El Salvador, so it's going to be 10 nights, 11 days of culture, volcanoes, walking tours, coffee, beaches, and pure adventure. And I want you to come with me. The tour runs from November 19th to the 29th in 2026, and it's designed for travelers who want to see the real El Salvador with my local guide and the local people who will join us at various points on the tour. From its colorful towns to its black sand beaches to its numerous volcanoes to epic viewpoints, and honestly, I can't wait. The early bird price is $3,995 for the first six people, then the next six will be $4,295. It's 12 spots in total, with a minimum of six people booking in for the tour to go ahead. The price includes everything you need: hotels every night, private transport, airport transfers, 10 breakfasts, 1 lunch, 5 dinners, a local guide, driver, me as your tour leader, and so many cool activities. Flights, insurance, gaps of meals in your itinerary, your own souvenirs and snacks aren't included, though knowing me, I'll probably chuck in a few extra round of lattes along the way. You'll stay in twin share rooms, perfect for couples or solo travelers pairing up. But if you want your own space, you can grab a private room for the tour for an extra $675. Be sure to let me know when you book. So you're probably wondering, what does the adventure look like? Well, day one, we kick things off arriving into San Salvador with a group welcome dinner. Day two, breakfast and a walking tour with Dave Mendez in San Salvador before spending the afternoon there. Then we head in the evening to Conchangua Volcano to camp under the stars. Day three is an early start in the morning, breakfast, then a hike to the summit of Conchangua Volcano to catch sunrise views of El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua. We then head back to chill in San Salvador at the same hotel. I've kept the room for that, so you can chill out for the rest of the day. In the evening, it's a pupusa cooking class. This is the national dish, and you'll definitely be eating your own masterpieces. I can't wait for that. Day four, we head to Suchitoto, one of my favorite spots in El Salvador. It's a beautiful colonial town where we visit Alejandro Cotto's house with a great view from his back garden and check out the town at your own leisurely pace and enjoy a relaxed evening and an evening dinner together as a group. Day five, we're up early for a bit of history with the Cinquera Civil War tour, meeting a veteran, hiking with Daniel to old jungle posts, and finishing with a dip in the waterfall. Daniel's a great guy. I can't wait to see him again. A great leader, speaks great English and has great humour. There's an optional boat ride afterwards if you're still going strong for the rest of the day. In day 6, we're going to get an early breakfast before heading to the Santa Ana volcano hike. It's about a 4 out of 10 difficulty, not too bad. Jaw-dropping views, I've tried twice and failed, so this is my third time lucky. Afterwards, there'll be coffees on me at the Crater Restaurant and Cafe, which overlooks Lake Coatepeque. And after that, we'll head to the lake and chill out for the afternoon after lunch. We'll then head to Santa Ana in the evening to our hotel. Before day 7, we'll be breakfast at the hotel before we explore Santa Ana with local guide Fatima. She's great. She makes me laugh. Really, really good tour of the city. And then after that, we visit Tasumar mine ruins after lunch. Day 8, we're going to head to Ataco in the Ruta de las Flores. It's going to be full of colour, artisan markets, incredible coffee, great art, and a walking tour. Day 9, after breakfast, we'll do a full coffee tour at El Carmen Estate, then hit the coast to El Tunco to chill by the Pacific coast. This will be your chance to chill by the beach, get some surfing lessons, go and check out Bitcoin Beach. All is available. And then day 10 is a total beach day, El Tunco and El Zonte. I'm going to lead a little tour to El Zonte to go and check out the cave. That's pretty cool to go and see. Black sand beaches, amazing area. Before heading back to San Salvador in the afternoon, early evening for a goodbye group dinner. And then day 11, you can head off whenever your flight leaves. That's the full tour. I've left enough space for a bit of chill time, but it's very busy. Lots of different types of things we're going to see there. And I'm really excited to show you this amazing country that I traveled to in 2024. So it's packed with culture, hiking, views, local food, beaches, volcano, coffee, and of course, the best of all, the amazing people of El Salvador. Not just really a holiday, it's more of an experience that's going to change how you see this part of the world. Just to repeat, we do need a minimum of 6 people for this tour to go ahead. So tell your friends, share this video, share this podcast, and come and join me for an unforgettable trip. How exciting is this? It's been on my bucket list for years to lead a tour. I'm excited to meet new people and just get to experience El Salvador yet again. Buzzing. So if you're keen, hit the link in the show notes to book through the Intrepid We Travel booking page, and you'll find the early bird pricing and all the details on there. And if you've got any questions, please let me know by DMing me on Instagram, or you can email me at jameshammondtravel@gmail.com. You may have noticed finally that I said Intrepid. Yes, this is a tour with Intrepid. So it's going to be me and an Intrepid licensed guide on the ground in El Salvador with a driver. All in all, it's going to be a great tour, a great experience, and I can't wait for you to come with me. See you there in 2026. Right, segment 2. Is my Winging It Productions business. Now, while I've been planning this tour, I've also launched something else I'm pretty excited about and proud about. It's my new podcast business called Winging It Productions. Over the last few years, I've helped create, edit, and grow so many shows, and now packaged all that experience into one place. So Winging It Productions helps people launch, manage, and grow their podcasts. Whether you're a brand wanting to produce an in-house podcast, or just a creator who needs to add an extra podcast to their marketing materials. Or maybe you're someone who's always wanted to start but doesn't know where to begin. I offer podcast launch packages, audio editing for solo and guest episodes, guest and host management, and marketing support to help you grow your show. So if you're ready to get your podcast off the ground finally, or just tired of doing it all yourself, please head to my website, winginitproductions.com, for more info to access my pricing details and book a free 20-minute consultation with myself. I've got a few client spots opening up in early 2026, and I'd love to help you bring your podcast to life in 2026. It all begins with an idea. Click that link and let's have a chat today. Segment 3, and finally, the last bit of this podcast and the last bit of this vlog. And I can't sit still for long. I've got a massive trip coming up in November and December as I record today. So first stop, I'm going to Australia, to Brisbane, to meet my friends and catch the second Ashes test between England and Australia. Yep, that's cricket. And that is one of the biggest rivalries in cricket, if not the biggest. And I'll be filming daily vlogs and podcasts from the matches with live reactions, behind the scenes moments, and all the chaos that comes with the day. And I'm just hoping that England don't embarrass me. And before that, I'll be doing some exploring around the Brisbane area. So I'm hoping to go back to maybe Noosa, or to the Sunshine Coast, or to the Gold Coast. If you've got any recommendations, send them my way. I'm really looking forward to exploring Queensland once again. After that, I pop up to Bangkok for a night before heading to Bhutan for 10 days, which I honestly can't wait for. It's been number one on my bucket list for years. I'll be traveling with Brave Bhutan, hiking in the mountains, visiting temples, experiencing local festivals, getting to know the people and the culture through their eyes, and I cannot wait to see it all. It's going to be a jam-packed itinerary because I have limited time and I want to see as much as I can in 10 days. There'll be a huge amount of content coming your way for that series. And to wrap it all up, I do finish with a few days in Bangkok. It's a city where my travel journey really began in 2013. It's probably my favorite city in the world. So going back is going to be pretty special. I did pop back there in 2018, but it rained, so I didn't see much that time. I'm going to hopefully organize a small meetup if there are people around. And if you are, let me know. I'd love to see you there. And we're going to do a whole full day of touring around Bangkok, seeing the old sites and repeating my little travels there back in 2013. How exciting is that? And don't forget, the local food is going to be absolutely incredible. So that kind of wraps up my episode. New tours, new businesses, a whole lot of travel coming your way on this channel. An exciting time. And if any of that sounds like your thing, whether that's joining my El Salvador trip, working together on your podcast idea, or just following my travels towards the end of the year, I'd love your support. Share the word if you're excited for what's coming next. Hit that 5 stars on your podcast app and tell your friends of the Winging the Travel podcast. That's the best way to spread the word and get this podcast out there. Hopefully I'll come back for some more content of my travels or any updates I give on the podcast. So if you want to join the El Salvador tour, don't forget to head to the link in the show notes. If you want to see what I'm up to with the Winging It Productions, head to wingingitproductions.com. Some updates there and all the pricing and information will be on that website. And finally, for my travels coming up in November, December, don't forget to tune in to the podcast. Don't forget to hit that notification button on the channel so you don't miss an episode. And I look forward to seeing you in the coming weeks. An exciting time ahead. Let's go. Happy travels. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast episode today. If you've been inspired by today's chat and want to book some travel, if you head to the show notes, you'll see some affiliate links below, which helps support this podcast. You'll find Skyscanner to book your flight. You'll find booking.com to book that accommodation. Want to stay in a super cool hostel? You'll see Hostelworld down there too. You'll find Revolut to get your travel card sorted. Click the GigSky link to get your eSIM ready for your trip. And more importantly, you'll find Safety Wing Insurance to get that travel insurance for your trip. There are many more to check out. So when you click that link and book your product, a small commission goes towards me and the Winging It Travel podcast. Thank you in advance and enjoy your travels.
Can you travel in a way that's better for people and the planet? On Curious Tourism, the Responsible Travel Podcast, we explore how tourism shapes our world, for better or worse. From overtourism and sex tourism to last chance travel, join me, Erin Hines, and my producer, Katie Lohr.
That's me.
To explore the ways in which we can all travel better and build a positive tourism future. Subscribe to Curious Tourism wherever you get your podcasts.